I'd like to call the Conference Committee on House File 2285 to order. Our staff will note the roll. Members, welcome back. This is deja vu from the last night of session, day and night of session. We're back with the Conference Committee on the legacy bill for dedicated funding. Hopefully this can be a short meeting as this was agreed upon last year by the same folks that are around the room. And Senator Pogamiller and I had sent a letter out saying we're going to keep our promise and get this crew together again as soon as possible to agree upon it and get this on its way so it can get on the ballot so folks can even intensify their effort for the yes campaign for this important initiative. So with that, Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the conference language as adopted last year. And as I understand it, there is absolutely not even technical changes. It's absolutely exactly what we adopted last year.
Great. Senator Pogler moves the conference committee report language from the last evening of session. Members should have that language in front of you. Any questions on that, members? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, if there's no other questions, we can take a vote on it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say there apparently is information that's being passed out, and I don't know if we passed out the new estimate in terms of revenue. It's slightly down from last year just because sales tax receipts are slightly down. So that just goes with whatever the receipts are, but it's slightly down from the numbers we had last year, and hopefully once the economy starts cooking again, it will go the other way.
And members, I'm just encouraged, and to the public as well, there's been a lot of individuals and organizations that have been heavily involved and interested in this issue. I appreciate your attendance today as well. We wanted, you know, a promise made, it's a promise kept today as we committed that we would get this done as soon as possible. All around the table, we're very disappointed at not getting it done the last evening and last session, but this is our next available opportunity. We will be taking it up for a floor vote on Thursday morning in the House of Representatives. So I appreciate everybody's interest in this. And if there are no other questions.
And I would just mention it's our intent in the Senate. We've already talked to the Senate. It's been mentioned to the senators that as soon as you can process it on Thursday in the House, we will take it up. And we just hope that the House can do it in a timely fashion so everybody can go home for Valentine's evening. So earlier you do it in the day, the better for everybody.
And by everybody, Senator Pogamiller means everybody in the metropolitan area, because there's many of us who will be sending flowers home and hopefully getting home this weekend for Valentine's Day. A vote on final passage of the conference committee report.
If I lived almost in rural Minnesota, I would have had my significant other come down for a wonderful dinner and evening, maybe at the theater or something in the metropolitan area. I'm surprised you hadn't done that with your significant other.
Senator Senator Pogamiller, some of our significant others have to work to pay the bills, and that's what she'll be doing on Thursday. All those in favor of final passage of House File 2285, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, please wait. Go ahead. Members, I do have the conference committee report with me right here. We can sign it since we're all in the room and get it on the desk as soon as possible. So thank you very much for being here today. We are adjourned.
I queried sixth graders.